John Clayton joins us now from ESPN. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Vic. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Isn't it great to be down here in Florida, the sunshine, and none of us getting outside?
I was just going to say that. People think you whine when we say that, but it's so tempting to just look out the windows at the beauty of South Florida here. And then, you know, but we're inside with these meetings and doing all the exciting stuff. Look, exciting this morning, the story of Sean Payton and his drive-by, whatever it was, his visit, and what amounted to that, because I know you were among the journalists who was there with him. Your thoughts?
Well, what happened was that Sean did address, and he had a 17-minute and 39-second interview where he was not, I mean, he took any question. You fire away, he was willing to answer, and I thought he was pretty good. He has not decided whether he's going to appeal the suspension or not, but he also put a little doubt in the validity of trying to do that because he realizes the chances of winning that appeal aren't very good, but it might be necessary because it could buy him more time to sort out what they're going to do for the rest of the season. You know, the way the commissioner said it on Monday was that if there is an appeal, he can stay on as a coach pending an expedited hearing. When that could be, who knows? But let's say it buys a week or 2 weeks, he can make a decision whether, one, he wants Bill Parcells to be the coach, which is an option, or one of his four assistant coaches who could be the interim coach. And that list would include offensive coordinator Pete Carmichael, would include Aaron Cromer, the offensive line coach, Joe Vitt, who's suspended for 6 games, but he's a defensive assistant head coach, right, and Steve Spagnuolo, the Rams head coach. And so it's a very tough decision, as he mentioned in the 17-minute interview, that he's got a long to-do list and not a lot of time to do it.
Did you think he was contrite, John? I mean, did he sound like a guy who genuinely felt bad about for what he did?
He did. I mean, there's one little issue I think you can say was the timing of the interview. You know, he did have an 8:30 meeting. There was the AFC coaches breakfast that is there every year, and of course that kind of conflicted. You know, he could have maybe waited till 8, but I guess also too, one of the things that he wanted to do was get together with Tom Benson and Mickey Loomis, the owner and general manager of the Saints, and then talk about some things before that meeting. So maybe this was the only time to do it. But no, he was very forthright. I mean, he said how disappointed he was in himself. He accepts the fact that if you're going to be a head coach and a leader, you know, if things happen under your watch like that, that you do have responsibility for it. And so I thought he was pretty contrite about that.
John Clayton of ESPN joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the owners' meetings in Palm Beach, Florida. And as you said, the awkwardness of the timing, because a lot of people, in fact, the vast majority of media covering these meetings were in that breakfast with the AFC coaches. He's out in a lobby area on another side of the building meeting with some other reporters just to air his case. There were some who observed that maybe a more credible airing would have been done if he'd gone into the meeting room actually with owners and you know, NFL people who league people who would basically be responsible for his punishment.
It's true, and I think that is a criticism that can be taken to him. I know from the league standpoint, they preferred that he would do an interview on a podium with everybody available. He did not do that. During the course of the meeting today, there was an apology, at least from Mickey Loomis and Tom Benson, the owner and the general manager, in the room. Sean Payton didn't say anything. I know that at one point, John Fox, you know, offered his support for Sean Payton as a coach and a friend and all that stuff. I don't know among the owners if that went over too well, but he did do that.
Okay. And the other part of this is right after he visited here, drove not too far away to Jupiter, Florida, to approach Bill Parcells about the possibility of Parcells being an interim coach for the 2012 season of the Saints.
Yeah, and think about this. I mean, you got 8 months right now, or 9 months till the end of the year. And so if the money is right and he can be talked into it, lighting the fire for Bill Parcells, I can see him doing it because it makes the most sense. You know, because you can keep Pete Carmichael calling plays. You can keep Aaron Cromer helping the offensive line. You can have Joe Vitt come back and have his role after the 6-week suspension that he has, and then Steve Spagnuolo can just concentrate on the defense. You know, the one void that they have in the franchise now is leadership. Well, is there a better leader than Bill Parcells? You know, Sean Payton learned the system from Bill Parcells.
Right.
Everything pretty much is in place, what a Bill Parcells type of team would have as far as the structure, because Sean Payton learned it from Bill Parcells. And so in a lot of ways, if you take away Sean Payton, which is going to happen, this is a very logical move if Bill's up for it.
And it's not a threat to Sean Payton's long-term security in New Orleans, presumably because Bill would gladly step out after that 1 year, go back to retirement. He's done this in and out of retirement thing many times, and Payton could take over. If someone else is in that job, a lesser-known guy who would be just about anybody else, that guy, if he had success, could pose a threat.
Oh, no question about it. And, you know, let's put it this way. I mean, even when Bill was younger, you wondered if he was going to coach more than 1 year in a situation, because he was always looking to that next job, that next money move, whatever you want to call it. I mean, he was always an opportunist that found great opportunities, and if he liked it, he was going to go for it. So, no, I mean, this is a move that I think that it keeps Sean Payton in place. And, you know, there's not going to be any firing of Sean Payton, even after in the last question that he had, somebody asked, are you going to be back coaching the team in 2013? He says, what the percentage was going to be. He said 100%. I mean, he said he has no doubt, and I have no doubt that he's going to be the coach of the team next year. You know, the question is going to be, how do they navigate through this strange season?
And one other strange element would be Bill Parcells. If he did come back, now here's a guy who is up for consideration for the Hall of Fame. Now, the Hall of Fame has said that the clock would restart on his eligibility, meaning it puts another five years on that process if he were to come back as an interim coach just for one season. And then the other side of it is the outcome of the year would, I think, be a factor in those who would be weighing his credentials, and you're one of them, for the Hall, because you'd be saying, okay, it's been a little bit of a downward slope for Parcells in his most recent time in the NFL. And I know the Saints have Drew Brees and a lot of pluses and great qualities, but you never know, and it could be a bad year for them. That would reflect on Parcells negatively.
Yeah, and I think that that's one of the reasons why he probably didn't get in last year, because there's always that thought that Parcells is coming back. I mean, the rule for 5 years was created because of Bill Parcells. And I went to talk to Joe Horrigan from the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and he reiterated there's not going to be any rule change. I mean, in other words, if Bill Parcells unretires and coaches a team, then what could end up happening is that he has to wait till he's 76 years old to see if he's going to go into the Hall of Fame, and that's another 5 years, and that is a factor. Now, here's one consideration that could maybe get through this. What if Parcells comes back and is a consultant to the team and kind of oversees thing, where he's not necessarily coaching, but he, as an administrator, you know, can come in, make sure the coaches are doing their jobs.
Right.
You know, there might be some interim coach named, but he's making sure it's done the way that Payton wants it to be done. And then during that 8-week gap, he can kind of supervise things when Mickey Loomis, the general manager, is out. I mean, that can be one possibility.
Outstanding. Well, John, thank you so much for breaking that down for us. Always enjoy visiting with you.
Well, thanks.
He is John Clayton of ESPN joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're broadcasting from the league meetings in Palm Beach, Florida. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.